This is David Williams from the Health Business Blog. I'm here at Qualcomm Connect 2015, speaking with Dr. Harry Greenspun. He's director of the Deloitte Center for Health Solutions and is a keynote speaker today. Harry, let me start off by asking you, what is the Deloitte Center for Health Solutions?
Thanks, David. The center is something we started to serve all of our different clients across all the spectrum of healthcare. So payer, provider, life sciences, government. We do research. We survey consumers. We survey physicians. We survey employers. We do analysis of health policy, a lot of work on healthcare reform. We sort of look at what's next in healthcare, not only including the traditional players in healthcare, but new ones like retailers and telecom and media and others who are all getting involved in healthcare.
You made a number of provocative statements today, which is good, because a lot of times I go into these conferences and hear the same old stuff. One thing that you said was that the healthcare consumer really cares about service when they're going to visit the doctor, and they don't really care about quality. And in fact, you went so far as to say no one says that they care about quality. How serious are you about that statement about no one being interested? And does it change when somebody gets sick? And is it different in certain circumstances, let's say when a parent is trying to get their child diagnosed?
Well, probably to clarify that people don't care about quality. Really, the issue we find in our surveys of consumers is that when consumers are asked about quality, what they respond with of measures of quality in terms of their perspective is really about the service they receive, what it was like to get their care, as opposed to the outcome of their care. And as I mentioned in the talk, I mean, we know lots of people who've stuck with probably a bad doctor with bad outcomes, despite all of that, because they like the doctor and they like the staff. And it's not until something changes that they consider switching to a different doctor. So the real issue is that the consumer's view of quality is often based upon the service they receive. One of the simplest examples is that a lot of people judge the quality of their operation based upon their skin incision, which is often the least complicated part and often done by the medical student.
You mentioned, as some others have, that reimbursement drives a lot of what occurs. But you also mentioned that we're seeing the payment system changing. And I'm wondering, with those payment changes that are going on, value-based care, other things along those lines, how much change will we actually see?
Well, I think we'll see a lot of change based upon the move toward value-based care. The real question is when. Largely because the move from fee-for-service to pay-per-value, quality pay for outcomes is very sporadic. Go to different parts of the country, there are lots of ACOs, there's lots of experimentation going on in value-based care. Go to other parts of the country, and they're pretty exclusively fee-for-service. And even places where you see the trend, this move to value, a lot of them only have a very small percentage of their patients where they're going at risk, and most of it is upside risk. They're going to get extra money for better care. Very few are taking downside risk of potential losing money for not performing to certain standards.
You also mentioned that there are good quality measures available, but that people don't use them. And you brought up the famous Bill Clinton example about his heart surgery and going to a place that was rated not very well. Now, even in that case, I think the counter-argument was the data were pretty old and that the hospital had made a lot of improvements since that time. And then there's also the question about when you see even good quality measures, how much do they apply really to your specific circumstance? So could you say a little bit more about what you mean that they're good quality measures?
The issue of good quality measures, that one issue is there are lots of things being measured. And a recent article in Health Affairs talked about the 100 top hospital types of list, best hospitals. Consumer Reports puts out one. LeapFrog puts out one. HealthGrades puts out one. There are lots of different reports out there. And what was interesting is that only 10% of hospitals that appeared on one top list appeared on another top list. And ironically, several hospitals that were on the top of someone else's list were the bottom of someone else's list. So, what they measure is something different. Some measure quality, some measure safety, some measure other kind of factors. And it's very difficult for the average consumer, forget being a Clinton, the average person needs to get care to figure out what really matters, what's important. And I think the other thing to think about is that, for the average consumer, they expect a certain level of quality. Just like when we fly an airline, we pretty much expect for it to take off and land safely. And sometimes for many people, for an average condition, service may trump quality. That if you want something convenient, something fast, you may be less interested. But, if my kid had a brain tumor, I would probably do extensive research to make sure I brought him to the very best place. Versus if he had a wart on his foot, I might, say, hey, what's a local convenient place that can take care of him?
Yeah, it was an interesting Health Affairs article. I think HealthGrades feels probably quite rightly that they got sort of the short end of the stick on that one, but that's a topic for another day. You also mentioned a famous hospital town with a big hospital complex, and talking about how they were trying to be the future, and yet the Chipotle across the street was doing a better job of customer service, and maybe by, you know, orders of magnitude. And you mentioned that the future of healthcare might look like the present of other industries. To what extent is that true? We could just sort of copy what's out there, and to what extent will healthcare have to forge its own path?
Well, you know, healthcare is going to have to learn from other industries, because other industries have figured out how to be much more customer friendly, much more consumer friendly, to allow people to make better decisions about their care. Forget their care for any service industry, you know, to make better decisions about how they're going to spend their money and how they're going to get the best thing for them, and also understanding that what's right for me may not be what's right for you. So what I base my health decisions on and the kind of outcomes I want to achieve may be different from another person, and how can we tailor those needs differently for each individual? And, you know, again, most other service industries have done a very good job at providing safe, reliable, predictable service in their industry, and healthcare can learn a lot from them. At the same time, we also see a lot of other industries coming into healthcare thinking, hey, we have a great way of doing something, realize, you know what, healthcare is pretty hard. It's pretty complex. It's very personal. And lots of different types of challenges. And so you can't sort of blindly apply the, you know, what one industry does and think it's going to be successful in healthcare.
Well, Dr. Harry Greenspun, director of Deloitte Center for Health Solutions and keynote speaker at Qualcomm Connect 2015 in San Diego, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me.